strict orders here just to like get hello. Hello. Hello.
Power 92 into Chucker, and right now on the telephone, we have the one and only Kelvin Griffith. How are you, sir?
I'm really feeling wonderful these days.
Great to have you here at Power 92.
I am happy to be with you. We get down to some serious questions. I'd like to give you some real good answers.
Well, let's hear all about the brand new book, The Last Dinosaur. What does that mean?
Well, it just talks about a powerful animal, and I guess John thought I was an animal. Way I handle things around here at times, so he called it the dinosaur.
Well, let's get down to brass tacks here. What year did the Andy Griffith Show first start?
Andy Griffith Show? I don't know, but I certainly enjoy it. I watch it every time I have a chance.
Well, you know, I just love the show. I grew up on it. I grew up with you, and I can't thank you enough for all the great, great episodes.
Well, we certainly have enjoyed it here in Minnesota. We've had a lot of good luck, a lot of bad luck, but I think we honestly gave the fans in Minnesota a lot of entertainment.
What do you think would be your favorite episode on the old Andy Griffith Show?
Oh, my Lord, there's so many of them. I couldn't answer that right at this time. There's been so many great episodes there. You just can't pick out one.
Did you know that Ron Howard, who played Opie, is now a major movie director in Hollywood?
No, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, he did. He did Parenthood and Cocoon. Can you believe that?
No, I can't. I didn't see either one of them, though.
You know, I was talking to your old buddy George Lindsay, the guy that played Goober.
Uh-huh.
He says hi. He's on Hee-Haw now.
Oh, he is?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, he gives you a lot of fun, too, old Goober.
Old Goober. You know, he always used to say, hey, Andy.
That's right.
Hey, Andy.
You must think I'm Andy Griffith again.
So what's next for you there, Mr. Griffith?
Huh?
What's next for you there?
Next for me, I'm getting ready to go to Florida. I'm going down to Florida on the 25th of the month, right after the World Series, and take up some golf and fishing and really enjoy life.
Well, I tell you, we love your new show, MacGyver. Can't get enough of that, and I'm so glad that you're still in the entertainment business after all these years.
Well, thank you very, very much.
Any advice to up-and-coming actors?
Just keep your nose in the grindstone and hope you get a good part so you can portray what your real feelings are.
Well, listen, thank you all for all the years and all the entertainment.
All righty.
Mr. Griffith, the one and only on Power 92. Hey, that was great. Thanks a lot now.
All right.
You must have thought I was Andy Griffith.
Who is he asking you?
Oh, about the movies, for Christ's sake.